Now, Peter, Golf V Swag, and that's the name they go by on our forum, that's nakedscientist.com/forum, says, what is the right way to wipe a smartphone? And this is becoming increasingly important, isn't it? Because there are so many phones that we keep on rinsing and repeating, basically, get a new contract, get a new phone. You've got this phone you have been using, it's replete with all of your personal data and information and that kind of thing. You might want to hand that on to your kids or onto a third party or recycle it or something. How do you make sure you're not hemorrhaging personal information when you do it?
And even more so, it allows the phones to be reused in other parts of the world, so they can be sort of transferred as the, certainly in developing countries, global south, people are using smarter and smarter phones, which is enabling all kinds of other things. But first of all, you've got to understand there's quite a big difference between Android and iOS. So iOS is the Apple operating system. Android has about 75% of the market in the world, and iOS most of the rest, apart from a few Windows phones, except in the UK, actually, where they're about 50-50, because they have different levels of security built in anyway. So first of all, there is a function in all of them to delete or wipe the whole of the contents. But some research was done in Cambridge, actually, I think last year, which took a phone, Android phones, and found that you could get data off it again. And this is because of something called leveling, wear leveling of the flash memory, where you, a block of memory is actually not used any longer because it might get worn out. And so to avoid that, I think there are two possibilities, both of which should be used, well, for in different cases. One, you can, if you encrypt it first, the phone, and an iOS phone is encrypted anyway using hardware, but it's an Android phone, you encrypt it first, then you wipe it, you will almost certainly have removed, there'll be no way of getting it any data at all, first point. With iOS, I say there's a piece of hardware in there and has been for the last 9 years or so. Of course, the final, which doesn't allow any recycling, is just to get a sledgehammer.
That works quite well, doesn't it? If
you just, well, I suspect it probably works well, but you've still got to break the chip involved. And so if a crime was involved, which might involve murder, and it's not completely broken, then it could be cracked
you
again.
You could still read that. Livia?
How do you encrypt the phone?
The encryption is a software encryption on Android, which means there's a switch inside it. So if you go into the settings, you'll find encrypt. The problem about encrypting is that the decrypt process can take time, which is why on iOS, it's done in hardware. It's done as the data is coming out of the memory chip in hardware, and therefore it's done the whole time. So information on an iOS device, an Apple device, is always encrypted. So you'd actually have to force the encryption. Whether there's a knock-on effect on an Android device with encrypted because of the speed of response, I don't know, because I use Apple.